Everlasting Father, we thank you. We thank you because today is the day the Lord has made, and we're glad and we're very grateful. You say that, yes, in all situations we should give thanks. We thank you because you're greater than the greatest and you're better than the best. You're awesome God. As we've been looking into the Bible this morning to share the word of God, I pray that every word again coming out of my mouth will be a blessing to myself and each and every one of us. And we pray for Pastor Molly that is not with us this morning. His elder is fine. We thank God for this family that arrived safely from the United States. He's away with family, O Lord. We pray that the gathering that is with this weekend, O Lord, will be a blessing to himself and his family, his children and grandchildren. And we pray for Pastor Rene. He's on his way to Congo. We pray that he's going to land in Kinshasa safely, Everlasting Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Everlasting Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Yes, we have a very, very interesting topic this morning, as we can see there. Thank you, Josh. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it's giving thanks. It's something that I cherish so much. And growing up, that is one of the greatest things my late father used to tell us, the children. I'm the last. I think most people know. And now, before we go look into the God, when you've been given anything, it is just normal ethics to just try to appreciate and thank God. I'll thank the person that, yes, you're giving me this. I'm very grateful, no matter how small, but I'm appreciating you. Thank you. Then thank God on the person's behalf. It's very interesting that in the book, which is the book that we all most powerful and the best book in the world, the Bible. Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth. Very interesting. I'll repeat that. Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. It's very rich, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Every word of God in that book, it's rich. And it's interesting that Thanksgiving, which is the titled subject today, it's been mentioned 173 times in the Bible. 173 times in the Bible. 102 times in the Old Testament and 71 times in the New Testament. It's very, very interesting how many times Thanksgiving has been mentioned in the Bible. It shows importance. We can't buy McDonald's. We can't buy McDonald's for God. We can't buy Nando's for God. There's no food or amount or anything that you can buy for God to appreciate him. The only thing that we can do as the children of God is to give thanks, to appreciate our Heavenly Father because of so many things that I'm going to start. I know we're living the world now that there's so many challenges. I've got mine, and I'm sure everybody's got one or two things and all that because we're still here in the world. However, then the good things, the wonderful things that we have, I'm sure it should outnumber the challenges that we have. At times, these things doesn't really sink down. Sink down in the sense that you think that, oh, you want this, you want that, you want that. But the things that you've got, you're not thinking about them. I will give an example. We're appreciating God this morning. We're not making fun or making jest of anyone. There are loads of people that are on life support in the hospital this morning. And I'm very, very sure they are not happy to be there. There are so many people that, if they are not on life support, they are in hospital, not feeling too well. A few hours ago, there was a plane crash. It's very sad. I commiserate with the people in South Korea. And even, I think, in Bangladesh. All these things happen. Natural disasters. War. But we are here, these basic things. I've always said, I think in the last time that I share the word of God before offering, that very, very basic prevalent things that we have to really, really think about. We have a place to sleep. We are not homeless. We need to be grateful. We can have food to eat. I mean, if you want to eat something much more expensive, but you still have something, a bread to eat this morning, Or if you don't want, I mean, you've not had a breakfast before coming, I'm sure these faces I'm looking at are looking very, very good. So you have something to eat after church, or maybe you don't want to eat breakfast. And we are not naked. We have clothes on. All these things are things that we take for granted. But there are so many people, I'm not exaggerating, millions of people, for people that are probably all their life they're from here, they don't know. Millions of people don't have, they don't know what they're going to eat next. They don't have their next meal. They can't even have a cloth to put on. But because we have all those things, we need to be grateful to God. Let's 2025, next year, a couple of days that we're going to, let us cultivate the idea of appreciating and thanking God. In United States of America, Joyce is from the U.S., there's a huge celebration which is called Thanksgiving Day. It's always every November of every year. It's huge in America. It is very, very important and valuable. And I will be looking into the Bible about two very, very important heroes in the Bible. I call them heroes in the Bible. And one of them is King David, and of course, Job. Their stories are stories that fascinate, that when I think about them, we talk about challenges. Maybe someone, you hear people saying that, I want this, I want, maybe somebody wants iPhone 16 or wants a new car or something for Christmas. The important thing is, have you considered what you've got to give grace to God? Those are not really, really problem. Anything that it's not your need, that is just wants, it's keep on praying to God. If God can trust you, I think for you. But the crucial things that you want, God has provided for the people that I'm seeing this morning in this church. Now, David, King David, and Job in the Bible. David is a king and is a human being like yourself and myself. He faced a very, very big challenge in his life when he was on the earth. And that challenge, I'll be looking at 2 Samuel 16, just one verse. To just read one verse in 2 Samuel 16. If for the people that doesn't know the challenge, because there's so many challenges David's got in the Bible, it's about his son wanting to kill him so that he can take the throne from him. I can't even imagine. I can't think of my, I've got two sons, and one of them is thinking of, trying to take my life. That is a huge problem. Despite that, David gave thanks to God when he overcame that challenge. Before we go to Job's case, let's read 2 Samuel 16 and verse 11. 2 Samuel 16, 11. 16, 11, Josh, thank you. And David said to Abishai and all his servants, "See how my son who came from my own body seeks my life. How much more now may is this Benjamite. Let him alone and let him curse, for so the Lord has ordered him." I mean, let's take a few seconds and think about that. For his son wanting to take the father's life. And this father is not just ordinary, someone is a king. It is a huge problem. So if someone like David, I'll repeat, is a person like you and myself, could go through that problem and at the end of it all, seek God and give thanks to God. I'm going to read Psalm in a minute. But before I read, continue with David, let's look at Job. Can we go to Job 1? Job 1, 20 to 21. Now, I will say something about Job as well. Job chapter 1, 20 to 21. Job is a very, very godly man in the Bible. Very godly man. Job 1, verse 20 to 21. Is that, yeah, correct. Thank you, Josh. Then Job rose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. When somebody worshipped in the Bible, in that context, means he's thanking God. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, that's verse 22, nor charge God with wrong. Let me put a bit of context to that as well, for the people that doesn't know the story about Job. Job was a very godly man. And these two heroes in the Bible, I said, when I think about them, when I think about their life, when I think about how great they are and how wonderful the things they've done, it encourages me. David was a very, very wealthy man in those days. Very wealthy. Maybe someone like Elon Musk in nowadays. And he has, apart from wealth, he has a lovely family. He has children. He has his wife. And just one day, Job's children, one day, they died. There's a disaster. The war came over, then they died. All his wealth gone in one day. However, the reason why that happened was God actually allowed that to happen to him because God trusted him so much. Because the devil went to God, oh, the reason why this man is so faithful to you, the reason why this man is so very, very committed to you was because you blessed him. Take out all these things from him and see, maybe he's not going to say something terrible. He's not going to curse you. And God said, okay, I'm going to allow you to touch Job, not to take his life, but to touch him a bit. God allowed that. And despite all that, verse 20 again, people come in to tell him that, oh, all your children, they've died. And what came out of his mouth? Then Job arose, tore his robe. He's human. Of course, if you've lost someone close to you, dear to you, we're human, you're going to cry. That is normal, because Job is a human being like myself and you. He tore his robe, his clothes, shaved his head off, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Because when there's something too much for you to take, it's only important and critical to know that you have somebody that you can turn to, someone that you can look into. And when you have that person that is with you through that trials, it's just logical. Only one thing that person wants from you is to give thanks, no matter what. And these are live examples of what we can see in the Bible that people like you, like me, they've done, and for the glory of God. Let's check Job 27. Job chapter 27, verse 3 to 4. Thank you, Josh. As long as my breath is in me and the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Imagine somebody losing so much and in serious despair, still having this positive mind towards God. So what can you be facing? What challenge do you think is greater than all these things? Oh, I want us to embrace the coming year 2025, and look back from January 2024 till December now. We have a few days to go. The only thing that I can remember is at the start of this year, I know every church member in this church, and we've not lost anyone. Everybody is alive today. We appreciate Everlasting Father. Even for that alone, it's a blessing. We don't have to take this for granted. And we have to cultivate the idea to thank God, to appreciate God. No matter how small we are, we've not lost anyone. I heard the news from my brother from Nigeria this morning. Somebody passed that I know very well, a family friend. And yesterday, my brother was still talking to that person. And before the end of the night, the person passed. We are not just, we are walking the face of the light and everything. All these things are blessings from God. We are here looking very good. And I pray at the end of 2025, the last Sunday of 2025, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are not going to lose anyone. We are all going to be alive to give praises and give thanks to our Heavenly Father. Now, Job is a very, very good example. Hero that we can think of and imagine. If you don't know his story, it's a very, very encouraging book. Because we live in the world, he's got friends and all that are very, very negative. They were not very, very good to him, saying terrible things, but he never cursed God. Those are the things. We're still in this world. I can't emphasize this more than enough. There's going to be challenges. God does not say that everything is going to be perfect. No way. The only way, the only place that we're going to have perfection is when we get to our permanent residence, which is heaven. So where we're still in this world, let's appreciate our Heavenly Father. Let's always give thanks. And let's have these mindsets for 2025. And I pray to the Everlasting Father that we serve that 2025 is going to be a better year than 2024 in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, King David, going through his son after his life, chasing him. Psalm 100 verse 4. I'm going to read verse 4 and verse 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. All generations. Generations before us. This book is over 2,000 years old, and it still speaks true. That means this is a perfect book. David speaking then, and the things he was talking about then, hasn't changed. And it will never change, because God doesn't change. So in anything, let's enter into the gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, to be grateful to our Everlasting Father. No matter what we're going through, no matter where we are, God deserves his praises. The same David, Psalm 138, Psalm 138, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 138, verse 1. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. When you're praising someone, which is God, you're giving him thanks. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Verse 4, all the kings of the heart shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. If you don't praise God, then what are we? All our lives should be for his glory. To pray to Almighty Father, to appreciate him, to praise him. That is all what we desire, what he wants from us. And when that is done, even you can, when you're asking something from God, first thank him, appreciate God, praise him for what he has done. And the things he's even doing behind the scene. We need to try as much as possible to let us focus all our hearts in the year 2025 we are going to. Because this Sunday is a very, very significant, the last Sunday of the month. It's a Thanksgiving Sunday. Because we're alive, we're healthy, to appreciate God, to be in God's house, to give him glory. Let's look at Lamentations 3. Lamentations verse 3. Verse 22. Lamentations 3. Thank you, Josh. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Our Heavenly Father is very, very compassionate. Extremely. I mean, I've got so many examples to give to glorify Almighty God. And at times it gives me so much getting emotional and all that. God bless Mary. Mary is here this morning. I never knew you were going to come. And seeing you, it's a blessing. And because I saw your dad, Barry's dad is a wonderful brother, which, I mean, the church loves so much. I love him so much as well. He walked into this church a few weeks ago, and in my heart, I give God thanks because of what God has done. We prayed, Pastor Molly, everybody, we always do prayer meeting, which I think everybody does know. We pray for him so many times, and these are the things that gives us some level of comfort, of encouragement to appreciate God. And if you're free, every 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning, it's via Zoom. We have prayer meeting that we pray to glorify God and for all the members of the church. And for us to see him, it was a blessing. We give God thanks and all the glory. Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. He's a faithful God. If we start talking about God's faithfulness, each and every one of us, we're probably not going to live here today because it's very faithful. I just gave an example about a wonderful brother, Hugh, that wasn't feeling too well for a very long time. But thank God for his faithfulness and his kindness and his love. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. We should have a relationship with God, not just because anytime we want something, we run to him. Of course, God is God. He's not human. And our relationship with God is not transactional, like most human beings do. We should tend to try as much as possible to have this relationship. When you have a relationship, you understand the value of having a heart of giving thanks and appreciating God. If we all stand up this morning now till afternoon just singing and praising God, it's much more than that. For his love and mercy endures forever. Is it for our families? Is it for our friends? Is it for anything you can think about? And let's forget about the things or complain. Rather than writing or petition God for anything that complains, I don't have this, let's just try in January 2025. No complain, nothing. List everything that God has done for you that is good to appreciate him and let him do his wonders. He's a wonderful God that when he says yes, and he never changes, he's still the same yesterday, 2,000 years ago, today, and forevermore. So let us please have the mind to thank God, to always give him thanks. Can we look into some verses in the New Testament? Can we go to Philippians, one of my favorite verses in the Bible? Philippians 4. Philippians 4, verse 6. And I think one of our banners yet got that verse. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. The Bible clearly states, you don't have to be anxious for anything. Pray. Go on your knees. If you want to lie down in anywhere you know, always don't get anxious. No matter what the problem is, no matter what the challenge is. We've seen the heroes in the Bible, what they've done. And thanksgiving is key. In the verse, I'll read the verse again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. This we need to embrace, digest, eat the word of God, and always remember to give him thanks. Colossians 4. Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. We have to always have the culture of thanksgiving. It's key. And as I said earlier, let's endeavor 2025, the next few days, we're going to enter a new year, and we need to please cultivate this to always give thanks to God. As I mentioned, a few days, on Wednesday is going to be the 1st of January. It's a Wednesday. There's a very, very important word of God Pastor Mulia has been preparing for so long, because it's unique. The first day of the year. So I will encourage, plead to anyone to come and be blessed. It's always 1 hour service, 7:30 to 8:30. And I'm very, very sure, because I myself, I'm looking forward to Wednesday to be fed for the word of God. The first day of the month, of the year as well. Very, very important. So let us look forward to 2025 in our hearts, to be grateful to God and always give thanks. I want to look at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5. I'll start from verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 5. Thank you very much. Rejoice always. Rejoice always. It is very, very important. Of course, people will going to press your buttons. I mean, get you offended and all that and everything. Even for students, you're going to be in school. You're going to have your classmates. We have colleagues. They're going to upset you. But when you have Christ and you have the mind of Holy Spirit that lives in us as a Christian, we should tend to try as much as possible to take a step back and let it go. That is the important part that states in the book of Thessalonians 5 that we should always rejoice, always. Pray without ceasing. And how can this be achieved? Verse 17 has told us that we have to always pray without ceasing. Not that when something is going wrong, that's when you have to pray. No. You need, when things are even better, that same things are good, that is even much more important for you to pray. To give thanks to God. The Father, it can only be you. It could only have been you to have done this. Because no one is perfect. In Christ and in Christ alone, things good, great, can be done. Verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I will repeat that again. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If God has been so wonderful to us, if God has been great to us, gracious, then why? What stops us from looking up and giving him thanks? A very good example is what I just said now, that from January to present day, the last Sunday of the month, we've not lost anyone in the church. And in the mighty name of Jesus that we serve, 2025, December, the last Sunday, we all be standing here, healthy, for the glory of God, and we're not going to lose anyone in the mighty name of Jesus. So, to summarize all everything, in Christ alone, and in God, we trust. Let's try as much as possible to devote all our hearts, our mind to Christ and always give him thanks. And when you do that, you can never go wrong. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that 2025, as we're going to cross over a few days, is going to be the best and best of the years that we've experienced in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. The God of all grace, we give you thanks. We thank you because you are a wonderful Father. We thank you for bringing each and every one of us here this morning. We thank you for speaking into our hearts to know that it's very, very important, valuable to always give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for the things you're doing behind the scene that we're not even aware of. Thank you from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December, we are alive. And you've blessed us. You've provided for us. You've cared for us, oh Lord. We are grateful. And we're saying, Father, Thank you. As we're going into next year, 2025, we pray, oh Lord, once again, that 2025 will be a better and greater year for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we also remember once again our dear Pastor Moli that's not with us this morning. We pray for his family that is with this morning, oh Lord. The people from the United States, as they are landed safely, oh Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they will be returning back, that they will get back to their destinations safely in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Rainier as well, that is on his way in transit to Congo to meet his family. We pray that as he's going, he's going to land safely, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as has gone, he's going to come back to us safely as well next year in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Everlasting Father. We're using this opportunity, oh Lord, to pray for everyone, loved ones that are not feeling too well with one illness or the other, and all the families that they are away in Africa, they've traveled in France, that as they've gone in peace, that they will come back to us in peace as well in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for supernatural healing, oh Lord, for the rest of the days we have in this year, that you're going to stretch your healing hands to anyone that is not well, and you make them whole, that next year will be greater and better in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.